Thank you for calling Orchestral Fiber. My name is Abigail. Could you go ahead with your name, please?
Alisa Balestrina.
Hey, Alisa, how can I help you today?
Hi. I talked to you guys like a week or two ago about setting up service for my house. I just wanted to confirm a few things, and then I think you guys just needed my card to do the set up the automatic payments, and then like set up a date of when they can come to do it.
Okay, no problem. I'll be more than happy to help you out with that. Could I get your last name, please?
Sure. Balestrino.
Okay, you did sign up for service before?
I didn't finish everything. I didn't give my payment information. They had everything else.
Did you do the credit check?
Yes.
Okay, you're not coming up. And could you spell your last name? Your first name again, please.
Alisa.
Alisa.
No, Alisa.
Yeah.
Balestrino, B as in boy, Alestri, N as in Nancy, O.
No, it's not showing you in our system. What's your service address?
1126 Dogwood Street.
Yeah. So, when you did the credit check, did you pass the credit check? Or was it mandatory to make like a $50 deposit?
I don't know. They didn't say anything. I don't remember, to be honest.
Okay, that's fine. So I can answer your questions. And if you do decide to sign up for service, I could go ahead and set you up.
Okay.
It won't take long. What questions do you have?
I just want to know what the monthly, I think they said online it says $69.99 for the 1,000 megabytes with the automatic payment.
Yeah, so with the automatic payment and paperless billing, you get $10 off, which comes to $69.99. And that is if you use your checking or savings account. If you do decide to use autopay with your credit or debit card, it's $5 off.
Okay. All right, that's fine. I just don't have a check on me, though. I'm in the car. So I would have to get my... I guess I'd have to do that later then, give you my checking, because I don't have it on me right now.
That's okay. And could you go ahead with the address, please?
Sure. 1126 Dogwood Street in Kingston, New York. 12401.
You said Sogwood?
Dogwood. Yeah. Yep.
Okay. Are you interested in getting the 1 gig fiber internet?
Yep.
Any Wi-Fi extenders?
You know that I'm not sure I have one right now in my basement. For the spectrum that I have, so I don't know if I'm gonna need it or not.
Do you want to start off with none, and then if you do decide to get it, we could send out a technician with it?
Yeah, how much are they per month?
$7.99.
Okay.
Okay, and just to confirm the address, 1126 Dogwood Street, Kingston, New York, 12401. Do you rent or own the property?
We own.
Do you know if your utility wires, is it through the air or under the ground?
The air.
Your billing address, is it different than your service address?
No.
Okay. And you said your first name is A as in Apple, L-I-S-A?
Yep.
And your last name is... B as in boy, A-L, as in Lima, E as in Echo, S as in Sierra, C as in Charlie, R I N O.
No, not space. T as in Tina, R I N O.
Oh, it's T.
Yeah.
So no C, right?
Right.
So it's B as in boy, A L E S, T as in Tom, R I N O.
Yep.
So double check just to make sure you're not in the system. Yeah. Still not there. Okay. Email address you'd like to add and follow.
A, C as in Victor, I R, G, E, N as in Nancy, S, the number 20, at gmail.com.
And what letter came before 20?
S.
S as in Sam or F as in Frank?
S as in Sam.
Okay. So that's A, V as in Victor, I, R, G as in Goat, E as in Echo, N as in Nancy, S as in Sam, 20 at gmail.com.
Yep.
What's your primary phone number?
551-404-4804.
Okay, and how may we contact you? Phone, email, or text?
Hey, it's fine.
Okay, I'm just going to read you a quick disclosure. So for text, at Archtop, we can notify customers via text messaging with important information like install appointments, updates about the order status, and billing updates. By opting in to receive text messages, you'll be able to confirm your installation appointment via text. And let me assure you that we only use this method for account-specific updates. We'll not send you any advertisements on your cell phone unless you authorize that, and you can choose to opt out at any time through your account portal and receive communications by email or phone call. Message and data rates may apply. Is that okay?
Yep.
All right, so as part of our order process, we'll need to run a soft credit check just to determine if a deposit is required. This will not affect your credit score. We just need a few pieces of information to validate that you are who you say you are and to see if you're required to pay a minimal deposit prior to installation. You can opt to bypass the credit check, but doing so will automatically require a $50 deposit. Are you willing to do that credit check?
Sure.
Go ahead with your social, please.
155-882662.
All right, so no deposit is required. And you said that you want to do the discount, but you don't have your banking information with you right now?
Right. Actually, I might be able to get it through the app. Hold on. Let me see if I can do that. Yeah, I can get you the account number actually and the routing number, right? Is that what you would?
Yes.
Say? Okay, yeah, I can get that from the app.
Okay, whenever you're ready, you can go ahead with the routing.
0260-13673.
TD?
Yes.
And the account number?
428-761-0153.
And what is the name on the account?
Alisa and Tom Malastrina.
That's a checking account. You authorize ACH direct debit payments?
Yep.
How do you hear about Archtop Fiber?
We live right down the street. So I saw them getting all set up, and then I got a thing in the mail about, them starting business soon, so...
Is there anything that the technician should be aware of on your property, like a buried wire or septic tank?
No.
Okay, so I'm just going to read you a few disclosures, okay? So at the time of your initial connection, the technician still determined the best way to connect your service. So they may install the drop cable, that is the cable that connects your home to our fiber network at the street, prior to the day of your installation, but you do not need to be home for that part of the installation. If required, a temporary drop may be laid on the ground. We'll then help to coordinate for that cable to be permanently buried within 10 days of placement. If you do have a current provider to maintain consistent connection, we recommend that our new customers wait until the services are installed to cancel the current provider. The ONT gateway and any equipment that is provided by Archtop is the property of Archtop, and it must be returned within 30 days upon termination of service. At that time, you'll receive a return kit to send all associated equipment back to Archtop. Archtop do reserve the right to charge for on-return equipment and can result in up to $135 per unit charge for not returning the equipment in its required time frame. For any questions that you may have regarding our terms of service or billing questions in general, please visit our website. You can also access your billing statements and pay your bill online by setting up your account. You are automatically enrolled in your Archtop Fiber online account using the email address you provided today. Do you agree to be bound by the terms of service as they change from time to time, as posted on our website, including its requirement to resolve most types of dispute through arbitration?
Yes.
All right. So the in-service date for your location is October 25th. So closer to that date, we'll be giving you a call just to set up a date and time for the installation, okay?
Okay. And I won't get charged until after it's set up, right?
That is correct. The first charge would be made on the day of your installation.
Okay. Okay.
No problem. Is there anything else I can assist with before you go?
No, that's it.
No problem. It was my pleasure assisting you today. Have a great one, and thank you for calling Archtop Fiber.
Thank you.
You're welcome.